This is Mouse World Radio.
Hey, when you are in trouble, you'll find WDWD.
Now, on with the show.
This is Mouse World Radio. Bringing the world to your world. This is Walt Disney World Today Live. Call 407-278-5WDW to get on the show. That's 407-278-5939. And now, your host, Matt Hochberg.
Thank you, Mr. Voice. Oh.
Stand back! There's a hurricane coming through!
Thank you, Mr. Voice.
Smooth.
And this episode, this live show of WWJ, is being sponsored by AllEars.net. Celebrating 15 years online, All Ears is your one-stop shop for everything Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, and Disneyland. All Ears has menus of all the restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling, special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World. You can join over 133,000 other fans who receive a dose of Pixie Dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And it is Sunday, August 28th, 2011, and this is the live show for August 2011 of WW Today. I'm Matt Hochberg of StudiosCentral.com. Joining me on today's show is Mike Newell of Mouse World Radio. Welcome to the show, Mike.
Yay, we survived the hurricane.
Yay!
Woo! Luckily.
Also joining us on today's show is Len Testa, co-author of The Inuption Guide to Walt Disney World. Welcome to the show, Len.
Matt, today you can add culinary legend to my list of accomplishments.
I know what he's talking about. That was disgusting.
Because today, Matt, I achieved the impossible in the kitchen. I created a beef jerky omelet. the most. I was out of ham. I was gonna do ham and cheese. So I was out of ham. I did beef jerky and cheese. The most amazing thing ever. If I don't get a Michelin star for that alone, Matt, injustice will have been done.
Wow.
I know.
I don't know where to go with that, but
in the field of culinary mentions, I'm eating M&Ms and drinking champagne during the live show, so all bets are off. Go ahead.
Nice. Also joining us on today's show is Mike Scopa, a senior feature writer and blogger for AllEars.net. Welcome.
Well, after a day of Hurricane Irene, I can say only one thing. Everything is satisfactual.
Everything is satisfactual. Zippity-doo. You guys got power back?
Yep. Well, no. I'm working off battery right now.
Are you really?
Power back. No.
He's so dedicated.
I don't know.
I got a hamster.
I know a guy.
I'd be impressed.
Steam power. I'm burning wood.
Yeah.
Also joining us on today's show is the fabulous Annette Owens, a manager of customer relations and group services for MEI and Mouse Fan Travel. Welcome back to the show, Annette.
Hey, nothing like a good old get in the kitchen and cook because there's a hurricane. So we've got all sorts of food here tonight.
Ooh, I'll be over in a minute.
I know. I should just have a hurricane party to get rid of all the food I cooked yesterday.
If you don't have a beef jerky omelet.
Oh, no, I didn't go there. No.
The single greatest achievement in culinary history. It rivals the invention of fire for cooking, I think.
No. Beef jerky? No. No.
It was fabulous.
I bet.
Actually, it's kind of just like pepperoni, but smokier. Almost like a barbecue omelet. Anyway, go ahead.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. Let's get things started with Kim from Pittsburgh. Hey, Kim.
Ooh, go
Hi
steal.
There.
How's it going, Kim?
You all survived the hurricane quite nicely. I'm glad for that.
Yay.
And Mike and I survived a little weather problem.
Yeah.
So.
It's still there, Kim, but we're trying not to think about it.
Is it like a rash or something? Is that what we're talking about?
No, we were on strike.
Oh. I don't know. No one was specific, man. I'm just, you know.
Yeah, that's...
I have a question about what you guys think about these new RFID bracelets that are coming out. Or supposedly coming out.
Len, you want to talk a little bit about this?
So this is part of a Disney's next-gen initiative. So it's their next set of initiatives to personalize the park experience, plus up some existing attractions, and not coincidentally earn themselves a nice chunk of change while doing so. So the key to doing that is to, first of all, be able to identify individuals as they go through the park. And there are a couple of ways you can do that, but the easiest way to do it is to have a little RFID tag on a bracelet that you wear. So something that actually travels with you while you're in the park. So it's a little, it looks like the wristbands that you used to get from Extra Magic Hours.
Yep.
You walk around with it, and there will be these RFID sensors that track who you are and where you are in the park. If you guys are familiar with the anti-shoplifting stuff that stores put on some of their tags, where they'll put like different RFID tags in clothing or like in bookstores, they'll put them in the middle of pages and books. And then when you go out, there's like a sensor that detects whether that thing's been activated or deactivated. Similar to that. But the idea is that as you're going through Haunted Mansion, for example, one of a couple things could happen. The RFID tag will sense who you are. And if you've provided it, like your name, for example, or the names of your children, a ghost might say, "Hello, Mike. Hello, Annette. Hello, Kim." And talk to you, right? And depending on which vision of this you see and how much they institute it, you could actually have incremental things happen to you as you go through the park. Like, for example, if you go to Haunted Mansion first, then you go to Splash Mountain, it's possible for Brer Rabbit to say something about your visit to Haunted Mansion, saying, "Oh, good thing you avoided the ghosts." The other interesting thing that they can do on that is they can link back to your Keys to the Kingdom card, so you can just present your wristband for payment. You don't have to whip out a card. You don't have to carry cash or credit cards around. And you can also link that to your photo pass. The other thing Disney's interested in doing is severely modifying FastPass so that resort guests could actually schedule every single step of their day. So you could say, for example, "I want to ride Splash Mountain between 11 and 12. I want to be at Big Thunder between 12 and 1. I want to have lunch between 1 and 2. You know, I want to ride Space Mountain between 4 and 5. And if you're staying at a Disney resort, you'll be able to do that. That's sort of the other thing that they're doing with the keys.
I don't think that part of it's going to fly, because people change their touring habits on the fly sometimes. So I don't know how successful that will be. Yeah, I'd like to say, yeah, I'm going to be at Splash at 10:30, but who knows? You know?
Yeah, what if you're not? Yeah, so that's the controversial thing. You guys may have seen stuff on the Touring Plans blog about Disney starting to enforce some of the FastPass return times. Now, if you get a FastPass for Soarin' between 11 a.m. and noon, you could really come back at 7 p.m. and they'll honor the FastPass. Well, lately, Disney's been reminding guests of the one-hour window and selectively denying people boarding on certain attractions. So if your FastPass return time is between 11 and 12 and you come back at 1, you might get a little verbal thing from the cast member saying, "Hey, you really were supposed to be here between 11 and 12. And if you come back at 7, they might actually just decline you entry. They might not let you enter into the attraction.
I agree.
It's even upset. Can't believe it.
Yeah, it's interesting that I saw that post this weekend, and I will say, you know, echoing what Scopa said earlier, you know, I'm not sure how, from an I like the idea of the wristbands. I mean, the implementation standpoint is going to be kind of interesting to see, because people just still don't know how to use FastPass.
Yeah, I mean, what, 15 years on or 13 years on, 15 years on, people still don't know how FastPass works, right?
Right.
Well, I have this question. I mean, since we're talking about it, I hate those bracelets. Is it going to be something you can take off and take back on? Put back on the next day or something, because those really are annoying.
They're actually gonna be customizable though. You can you'll be able to choose your favorite character like Buzz or Mickey, or things like that. There's if you type in next Disney Next Gen, NEXTGEN, see a lot of interesting stuff about it on the blog. Yeah, I don't know, Scopa. I don't know how they're gonna enforce the FastPass return times. What I see them doing is one of a couple things, right? One is, and this is the most extreme version that I've heard, Disney gets rid of FastPass entirely for off-site guests. You only get FastPass if you're on-site. The other thing I've heard is they do this reservation thing, but it's tied to your resort. So you get resort guests get this enhanced FastPass where they will guarantee you entry into your attractions between certain times, right? So no matter what, whether you get FastPass or not, you will get guaranteed entry into Space Mountain between 11 and 12, you know, Splash Mountain between 12 and 1, and so on. And then everyone else gets regular fast pass where you only get a couple per day and so on. I kind of think that's the model that they're going to end up with. They're talking right now about getting rid of it for all offsite guests. I just don't see it.
Hey, Len, do you think that this is tied in a little bit to all those fast pass patents that they were fooling around with when they were discussing whether or not there would be a more enhanced fast pass experience if you stayed in a deluxe resort as opposed to a moderate resort?
Yes, so that's exactly it. I think what they're doing now is they realize that FastPass is valuable to people, and they're going to tie it to the resort that you stay at. So it's a way for Disney to increase revenue at their hotels. So what they're going to do is, I mean, Mike, to your point, if you stay at a value resort, you might get a very limited but still enhanced version of FastPass. If you stay at a moderate, you get a little bit more. And if you stay at a deluxe, you might get something close to the full version of FastPass. Now, here's the interesting thing that I heard. Depending on the deluxe resort you stay at, you'll get different versions of FastPass. So like Wilderness Lodge and Animal Kingdom Lodge will not get the same level of enhanced FastPass as Grand Floridian or Contemporary. I heard Contemporary and Bay Lake Tower are supposed to be the ultra resorts for FastPass, where no resort in Disney World is supposed to have anything better than what Contemporary has.
Mm-hmm. You know, that's fair.
I mean,
we're all paying Mondo bucks, no matter which way you look at it, to stay at a Disney resort. I mean,
if I can quote Animal Farm, we're all equal. Some are more equal than others.
I mean, Disney is looking at it as a way to increase hotel occupancy and revenue. And
in deluxe, I mean, because you got to think about it, it can be hard to find value resort rooms on certain dates, but there's definitely deluxes sitting open.
Yeah.
So.
But yeah, it's a way of, instead of getting
like more.
Yeah. I mean, so if you look at Contemporary, right? Contemporary during peak season, it's hard to get it under $600 a night. So what we're really saying is that unless you're willing to pay $600 a night during peak season, you're out of luck. You don't get the same experience as everyone else.
I think it's going to fly.
I know. I mean, there's just going to be a lot of backlash. But here's the interesting thing. I mean, it's going to come down to how people vote with their wallets, right? We can complain all we want about it unless we stop going or we don't stay at the resorts. Disney will do it.
Budgets are budgets, though.
Budgets are budgets. It's true. So the other interesting thing, Mike, I don't know if you noticed this, but Disney World's attendance has actually been flat or slightly negative over the last 3 months.
Mm-hmm.
But they're making up for it by charging more for resorts. So their attendance is down 1%, but their hotel revenue is up 14%, and that's exactly what they want. They don't really care if they get the same number of people or slightly fewer people, as long as they attract richer people.
Sure.
Yeah.
Hey, Len, just a side note, Len. Hmm? I can help you get a better than $600 a night rate at the Contemporary. Anytime. Contemporary. Anytime.
I appreciate it.
407-278-5939 is our phone number and your opportunity to call. So don't forget to join us on our chat room, live.wdwtoday.com. You can join our chat room, watch the video. It's pretty cool. We got a lot of great people in there having some good discussions, so let's keep it going. And we have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Brian. How are you?
Hey, Brian, where are you calling from?
Hey, Brian.
Fayetteville, Arkansas.
Cool. What's on your mind tonight, Brian?
Well, we are actually 6 days from our trip to Walt Disney World. Really excited, and had a few questions for you guys. First of all, I want to let you know that we have an Illuminations cruise on September 7th. Matt, I don't know if you got your email, but we have one spot open. If any of you guys want to join us, I'd be happy to have you. We're going to be there from the 3rd to the 10th. What do you guys think would be the best night for Fantasmic?
I think the best night's going to be the day after an extra magic hour day.
Okay. Also, we're heading over to Kennedy Space Center. Have any of you guys done that?
I haven't been. I went there when I was like a kid, but I haven't been in like recent years.
I have. Okay. I've been there, 2 years ago.
Oh, how was it, Mike?
I love it. I think it's awesome.
Okay, any advice?
Well, I would say, don't go during a launch because it's crazy, but you won't have that trouble anymore, so.
That's true.
They're actually launching a rocket on that Thursday, and I'm going to watch that, but I didn't know if that'd be as bad as a shuttle launch would or not.
The rockets, you used to be able to get a special pass for that. I'm not sure if they still do that, if it's Atlas V rockets, you used to be able to get a special pass. It still gets pretty crazy down there, though. But so expect a little bit of a crowd. But it's awesome. It's
cool.
It's for me. It's an awesome day, not to miss.
Good, good. Also, I'm going to try and pull a Matt. We're watching on Sunday night. We're watching Wishes from the Poly, and I have the Wishes soundtrack on my phone. Is there a moment where I could pause that and start it with a certain firework so it'll be in sync?
Yeah, what
there's an.
Well, you could do it with the intro, the fireworks that go across the castle, like sort of from left to right and right to left at the same time. You could find the cue.
I've only seen Wishes once, so I'm.
I would look online. I'd look online for a video of Wishes, and see if you can time from the time that you see the fireworks, the first initial set of fireworks on, where the soundtrack is on that. And
just check it on YouTube.
Yeah, so you'll find it on YouTube. But what I would do is, like, let's say the initial set of fireworks goes off 2 seconds in, right? Give yourself 5 seconds from that to hit play. So have your music already set to 7 seconds in, so you could recognize it, look down at your phone, and hit play, which will take about 5 seconds to do.
Okay,
he's done this before. You can tell.
I try and listen to Mouse World Radio during Illuminations, and it's better to get the Illumination stuff from Mouse World Radio sometimes. So I've done that before.
I thought about calling Newell and saying, "Hey, can you play it for me?" But then I figured he'd talk about me for the next 2 years. So.
Can you speed this up by 5 seconds? You're a little off on the cues. Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. And one last thing, I thought I'd get you guys advice on. The dining stuff that we have planned. We've got the Crystal Palace in the morning before the park opens. Same Good. With Fusker House and Accursius. And then I think we've got Whispering Canyon and Tepanito, Via Napoli in the evenings. Is there anything I'm missing that you guys think would be worth checking out? Obviously, we're on the dining plan, so
those are good breakfasts. I think I'm not a big fan of Crystal Palace for lunch or dinner, but I think breakfast is the best value there. That's
what we're doing. We're doing
is your Whispering Canyon lunch or dinner or breakfast?
Dinner,
not bad. No, that's good. At Via Napoli, obviously pizza is the big draw there. If you guys like veggie pizza, I think we've talked about this before on the show. The oven cooks the pizzas at like 1,500 degrees or some crazy number.
Yeah.
And the interesting thing about that is it'll actually cook the dough and the cheese and leave the vegetables crisp. So the veggie pizza is really good, and also the four cheese pizza is very good too.
Okay, awesome.
Cool.
Well, guys, I appreciate it, and. Is anyone going to be down there that next week? I mean, I know, Matt, you live there, but anyone else?
Actually, I'm going to be on vacation. You won't see me.
Why don't you come to Disneyland, Brian? That's where Lynn and I go.
Disneyland, maybe in a few years. All right, guys, thanks a lot.
Thanks, man. Good luck. See you, Brian.
All right, bye-bye.
407-278-5939 is our phone number, and you can be a part of the show and call in with your questions, comments. We've had some good topics so far, and it's your opportunity to be interactive here and join us, call in with your thoughts. And of course, I mentioned before our chat room, which you can be a part of, and there's some great people in there sharing some of their thoughts. AJ from DisneyFoodBlog.com is in there. Hi, AJ. Didn't get a chance to have her in chat. Becky Mencken of MEI and Mouse Fan Travels in there. You've got a lot of different really, Tony Caggiano. Well, all right, Tony's not so great, but the rest are pretty interesting.
I love the fact that we have
Tony should be pumping water out of his basement
for like the next year.
407-278-5939.
I told him we should just build a pool. He's already got the water started. Just going to get a pool.
We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Steven from High Park, Mass. How you doing?
Hey, Steven.
How's it going? I called last month. I called and asked the FAO about cruising down on the Fantasy. And I just got a question. Well, a couple questions. One, We're going to be coming down a few days early, and I'm trying to figure out, using DVC points, trying to figure out which resort to go to. We're only coming in Wednesday to Saturday before the cruise, so I didn't know whether to try Saratoga or maybe to go to Animal Kingdom Lodge, because we've never been there.
Mm-hmm.
Either one would work. I mean, as far as cruise transfers, so you're fine there, so...
Right. I've never stayed at Animal Kingdom, and I don't know exactly where the where the actual DVC, do they have DVC at the Kidani Village side, or is it at the Jumbo House?
Actually, they have it at both.
Yeah.
Kidani Village was designed for a Disney Vacation Club. The Jumbo House units have DVC units, but they're much smaller in terms of square footage. And a lot of people in their chat, for what it's worth, are voting for the Animal Kingdom Lodge. If that makes your choice easier, Stephen. It really depends on what you're looking for in terms of the difference between the lodge, between Jumbo House and Kidani. If like on-site dining is more important to you, then Jumbo House is a better choice because they have two sit-down restaurants and a counter service restaurant in there, whereas Kidani Village only has one sit-down restaurant, and for counter service you have to hoof it over to Jumbo House. It's an issue for some people. Some people it doesn't bother. So just kind of FYI. I do think the Savannah viewing is better at Kidani Village. They have a better pool at Kidani Village. And somebody did mention, Jewel from MD did mention, you can't get food at the Kidani pool bar if you want counter service food. So there's something about that.
Is that pool at Kidani Village? That's the one that nobody can opt to. You have to be staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge to go to?
Theoretically, yes.
Okay. And how is the transportation if between the Kidani Village and Jumbo House trying to get to the parks, if it's that big?
You know, Lenny, you're not a huge fan of the transportation. I think you agree with me that the transportation option with Disney buses isn't great from Animal Kingdom Lodge, right?
It's not. It's especially Kidani because it makes both stops. I prefer having a car for everywhere but the Magic Kingdom. That's just me.
Right.
That being said, it's not bad. It's free, right? And it's better than the downtown Disney buses. It's just not as fast as having your own car. But if you're not a compulsive type A anal retentive person like myself, you'll be fine.
All right. So, but you said which one would be better to stay at if we're going to use Disney transportation?
You know, they're both. It's only a couple minutes difference between the two. If you haven't been, to the Lodge, the Jumbo House.
No, I've never stayed at Animal Kingdom Lodge. I've stayed at Saratoga, Old Key West. I recently stayed at the Yacht and Beach Club, and then Animal Kingdom Lodge.
So Jumbo House has a little bit busier feel to it. It's more like you're part of the action. The lobby is much more impressive. The restaurants are better. Sanaa's not bad, it may be the equivalent of Boma. It's not as good as Chico. The thing with Kidani is it's a little bit more quiet. I would say stay at Jumbo House first if you could, because it's sort of the quintessential Animal Kingdom Lodge experience. Stay there, then stay at Kidani your next time out, and see this way you'll be able to compare the two. I stayed at Saratoga last weekend, actually. I like it quite a bit. I really like the bathroom setup, especially the one and two bedrooms. But it's not the same in terms of theming as Animal Kingdom Lodge.
Right. And are you able to view animals at night if you're staying at Jumbo House?
Yes. So if you go out back, out in back of the lodge is a fire pit, and then there's a little walking trail that's on concrete. But at the end of the walking trail, there'll be a cast member with night vision goggles, and he'll give you night vision goggles, and you can view the animals at night. It's really kind of cool.
Oh, that's awesome. All right,
yeah,
well, I appreciate
it. Thanks. Cool. Yeah, no problem. See you.
All right.
Good luck.
Have a good one. Bye.
407-278-5939. Good question about the Animal Kingdom Lodge. And let's keep things rolling with our next call. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Oh, hi. This is Greg in Boston. How are you?
Hey, Greg.
Hey, we're sort of in the dark here listening on my iPhone.
That's awesome.
Oh, I love that.
That is cool.
Baby.
Are you in downtown Boston, Greg?
We're actually about 20 miles south.
What's on your mind tonight?
Questions about Disney Cruise, actually. My wife and I booked a cruise with my three daughters, 8, 6, and 2, in January. We've never been on a Disney Cruise before. I've listened to some of the past episodes about it, but I had two sort of specific questions. One, I don't know if you've gotten any feedback or had any, personal experience with any of the kids clubs or the kids areas where the kids can go hang out. If any of those are age appropriate for my 8-year-old or 6-year-old, and any comments, good or bad.
Annette, you want to talk about the kids clubs on the ships?
Did we lose Annette?
And she's gone. I think she might be.
Wait a minute. I'm sorry.
I was.
I was finishing the banana pudding off. So sorry. No, my kids, it's been a while since they've been in clubs, but I have to say that doing the ship tours, what they have for the kids is amazing. Your kids are probably going to want to be in club instead of with you, quite frankly. They get to pick and choose. If they want to play dress up, they can play dress up. If they want to play video games, they can do that. They give you a schedule. And what I recommend doing is taking a couple of highlighters, especially since you have different you have three kids, take different colors, then they can highlight the things they want to do. And then you can make sure that they're in club. Do know that the characters do come in club, so if you have some kids that are a little scared or skittish, you can let the counselors know that.
Okay. I assume they have some kind of like check-in, check-out kind of process.
Oh, they have an excellent process. They have a tracker on your child, so they know exactly. They have better ideas of where your children are than you do most of the time. They have an ID bracelet, and that bracelet will be on your child the whole entire cruise. That's so they can come in and out of club. It's so that they know exactly who they belong to. They know how to page you. They know how to reach you. And if something ever should happen, they know where to get. They can know where to pair you guys up, match you up. So. They've got it down pat on that ship. I've been on that in Royal Caribbean. And I was massively impressed with Disney.
Oh, great, great to hear. One other quick question on a sort of rather different note on the cruise lines. I'm not sure if Disney is similar or different to other cruise lines, and I haven't done a lot of cruising, but my question is this. Does Disney Cruise Line have a policy one way or the other about bringing wine on board the ship if we wanted to bring a few bottles, you know, to enjoy for ourselves, you know, during the course of the cruise? Is that something we could do?
Yeah, Disney's actually one of the few that allows it. Other cruise lines prohibit it, in fact, expressly. But Disney allows it. There's a corkage fee, right, Annette?
Yeah.
Right. Right.
But Disney actually allows you to do it. It's part of the rules. Other cruise lines, they will confiscate any alcohol they find.
Give me that really? Alcohol.
Well, and you know what? Just to add to it, it's not just alcohol. You know, I've had clients that have put their luggage tag on a case of water. And sent that to their room. Yeah. And I always get on with Pepsi because I prefer Diet Pepsi over Diet Coke. So I always get on with my cans of Coke. So,
and they confiscate water.
No, they didn't confiscate the water. It was to their room. They put a luggage tag on it. They deliver it to your room.
Oh,
There's been reports of other cruise lines confiscating water, sodas. And the reason for that, I think, more than anything, is people try to sneak in alcohol via other means, like rather than take the bottle of vodka, they put the bottle of vodka in other containers so that, you know, oh, it looks like water. So there's been issues with that. But I think Disney Cruise Line is a lot better about those sort of issues in terms of bringing alcohol or soft drinks on board. So, and I know, Annette, you always bring Diet Pepsi because you're weird and like Pepsi better.
I'm not weird. I'm from the Carolinas.
And that's close to Atlanta, which is where Coke's from. So that doesn't make any sense.
Strange.
So, is there any limit? I mean, I'm not looking to bring a small, you know, store with me, but I mean, is there any limit on the number of bottles you can bring? And just to make sure, with the corkage fee, you can actually bring it to the dining with you. You don't have to just enjoy it in the room. You can actually bring it to the table with you.
Yeah, Annette, you and I and Mike, we've been on cruises with Deb Wills, who likes to bring her own wine on the cruise.
Right, but
I don't know if I'm sorry. I'm nodding my head. I don't know what I'm thinking.
Yes,
they charge you to cork it at the table.
At the table,
yeah.
Right?
I think it's like $15. I think it's something like that.
I mean, you're gonna pay one way or the other, but
yeah. I mean, I think it's worth it if you want to have something that you enjoy. Absolutely, it's worth it.
So, Greg, if you bring a bottle of Ripple or Boone's Farm. And ask them to uncork it for you, I will pay the $15.
Well, I have some standards.
I'm just saying.
Don't do it, Greg. Next thing he's going to ask you to do is bring a turkey dinner. Too.
Ripple. It'd be awesome.
Wonderful.
It's going to be done. Well,
have fun on your cruise. I encourage you also to check out some, there's a lot of cruising websites out there that you should really check out for some great information out there.
Terrific. Well, thanks very much for answering the questions. Appreciate it. Have a great night.
Thank you.
Thanks. Have fun on your cruise.
While we're talking about soda, by the way, I need to remind AJ, who's of DisneyFoodBlog.com, who's in the chat room, that it's called soda or Coke. Not
she called it pop. I hate that.
Yeah, I commented. I felt the need to comment in her blog and say.
And she's from Texas. It should be soda.
No, she's from New York.
She's from New York.
She should know better.
It should no. say, unless she's from Wisconsin, in which case it would be pop.
No, it's not
crazy
pop.
Crazy backwards people.
Yeah, really? Wow.
Pop. That's just wrong.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. Hi, who are we speaking with?
That's what they call me.
This is Liz.
Hey, Liz, where are you calling from?
Hey, Liz.
From Chicago.
Cool. Chicago.
It's my kind of town.
We all had the Windy City this weekend.
And it was bright and sunny here for a change. So.
Yeah. Mm.
So I just actually had one comment and one question. I was listening to an old podcast, and someone said they were having a breakfast at Chef Mickey's but had to catch a flight home. And when I did that, I actually called from my hotel the night before, and it's one of those, only if there's room, but they actually switched my hotel pickup. So I just dropped my luggage off at the Magic Kingdom, went to breakfast at Chef Mickey's, spent the day at Magic Kingdom, and then popped out to the Contemporary and caught Magical Express back. Have you heard of that working?
So wait, so say that again. You had the reservation at Chef Mickey's.
So I went to breakfast there.
What time was it?
I had left my luggage because I checked it in Magical Express. All I had was a backpack. The fruit in the locker at the Magic Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
Went to Magic Kingdom for the day after breakfast, and I picked up Magical Express at the Contemporary. They switched my pickup with, you know, as long as there was room. They didn't care if I switched.
I think that might be on a case-by-case basis, just because, yeah, as you said, there was space, and there might not be, so.
Yeah, and it ended up being delightful because I was staying at Pop Century, and getting picked up at the Contemporary, there ended up being 7 people total on our bus. I mean, it was a Monday afternoon, and I know that's why it worked, but, you know, I know often people call in and say, oh, I'm trying to fit in one more meal, and, I mean, if there's room, you might be able to make it work.
Cool. Well, thanks for letting us know about that, Liz.
Just
a quick question. I guess it's more of a Len thing, but with the 40th being on that Saturday, do you think that the low crowd calendar is going to change to reflect people coming?
Yeah, it's interesting. So there might be more locals. If it's Food and Wine, there's a marathon.
It's a Saturday, too.
It's a Saturday, yeah. So I think we're saying Epcot is about a 1 right now. It might go up a little bit because of that. The thing that is kind of moderating all of that is that Disney has expressly said that they don't care if they increase crowd levels over the next 3 months. So right now they're booking about 2% lower year over year than last year, and they're trying to raise rates rather than bring more people in. So they're going for price rather than volume. Those are gonna be the things that moderate the crowds a little bit. You might see it go up a little bit, but I don't think it's gonna go up too much. It's still gonna be one of the slower times of the year.
All right. Thanks a lot, guys. Have a good night.
Welcome.
Bye.
Cool. 407-278-5939 is our phone number. And next call is on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
This is Chris from Allsdale.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, Chris.
Hey, just had a question for you. We are scheduled to go into to stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge in 3 weeks, and we have friends that are going with us, and they will be staying at Shades of Green. Wanted to know what the rule is for having them over to visit the pool at Animal Kingdom Lodge. Is that something Disney frowns on, or is that something that can be done?
Yeah, no problem at all. When they are they going to drive over, or are they going to take a bus over?
They will drive over their own vehicle.
Yeah, just make sure that they know, obviously, your last name and the room number that you're staying at. They'll need to give that information to the security gate at the entrance to Animal Kingdom Lodge. Then you'll be fine.
Okay, so no problems there.
Yeah, it should be good. It's a good pool, too, actually.
Yeah, that's what I hear. It's one of the better ones.
Yeah,
excellent. And one more thing, we're just from hearing you guys talk about it, Friday night, our last Friday night, we're going to eat at Sanaa.
Nice,
and
nice.
You're wondering... I'm sorry?
Nice. I love Sanaa. It is my favorite Disney World restaurant these days.
Is it really?
Yeah, love it.
Oh.
That's what I hear. I heard you talking about it on a previous podcast.
Are you eating lunch or dinner there?
That'd be Chris. Dinner.
Nice. Nice.
Dinner. Oh. Yeah. Is that a long walk from Jumbo House?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, long. It's, what, 10 minutes?
Well, it depends on how fast you walk.
It's a nice far walk, yeah.
Okay, so what would you guys recommend for Christopher for dinner?
Oh, you got to go with the bread sampler as an appetizer.
Yeah, naan. And, there's nothing like naan.
Oh, it's so good. Oh, I'm thinking about it right now. Okay, I have my moment. And then afterwards, you'll have there's a couple different options to choose from. It's like a sampler kind of thing again. I forget what it's called. I'm sure AJ in the chat room. And AJ loves the tandoori chicken, which is a good option. My wife always gets that. That's a really good choice as well. I recommend that one.
It's a safe choice.
Yeah, great choice too. So it's really great. Actually, Chef Bob, who works there, he's really great. I got a chance to meet him at the Star Wars, I think it was Star Wars, the Star Tours, rather, one of the media events. He was over there, and I asked him, I was talking to him about the lamenting, actually, about all the food in Walt Disney World being the same. You know, there's a steak, a chicken, you know, all the menus just being watered down. And he said, "You will never see that at my restaurant," which I thought was nice. Awesome.
That's cool. So you're thinking the tandoor oven stuff, the tandoori chicken. I've had the lamb, and the lamb is really good.
Yeah. What I like about it is it's just consistent. It's consistently good. That's what I like about it, and it's quite tasty as well.
It is.
Just while I got you, while you're talking about food, is anyone eating at the new pizza place over at Epcot? What is it, Via Napoli?
Oh yeah, it's a favorite. It's the best pizza in Epcot. It's actually the best pizza in Walt Disney World.
It is.
Yeah.
It's not saying much.
Yeah, it's legit good pizza.
Oh, okay. Gotcha.
Yeah, if they were open past like 9 p.m., you would go there late night for pizza. It'd be fine. It's a little on the expensive side, but it's not bad. Yeah. I mean, it's actually pretty good.
Awesome. Good deal. I appreciate it, guys. Thanks for the show, and hope you all will have fared the storm okay.
Yeah, cool. Thanks, Chris. Yeah.
Thanks, Colin.
Yeah, take it easy. See ya.
Have a good trip. The funny thing is that pizza at Via Napoli, if you get it with just the cheese pizza with roasted bread and green peppers on it, it's almost exactly like the pizza my grandmother made for us when I was young. Like literally, I could close my eyes and eat that, and it's almost exactly the same taste as my grandma
used to make.
Man, my grandmother made some awesome pizza, and she did it in a baking sheet, in a rectangular baking sheet, like they do at at Via Napoli. Oh, it's amazing. Amazing pizza.
That's funny.
We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Ann.
Hey, Ann.
Hey, Ann.
Ow, Ann.
Hi. It's Ann Holshow from the chat. Hey. I have a bazillion questions.
You got a minute and a half.
Time for a million.
You got a minute and a half.
Well, these are hard questions. I mean, and that's for Muppets. These are hard questions. So when I'm asking all these questions, I've looked on touring plans, I've searched the Diz boards, I've gone high and low, I've dug in the backyard trying to find answers, and I just got nothing. So these are questions I can't find answers to. So here we go. Has anyone actually eaten at the Fort Wilderness Mickey's Thanksgiving at the Fort thing? I can't find anyone who eats there, which kind of scares me because I think people eat there and then maybe they died or something and no one lives to tell about it.
There's a lot of room to bury people out there, too. That's an interesting thing.
You're talking about Mickey's Backyard Barbecue?
Mickey's Backyard Barbecue? Is there a Thanksgiving thing? I didn't even know that.
See, I know. No one even knows about it. Yes, there's a Thanksgiving thing. It's called Thanksgiving at the Fort. It's on all years. This is not the first time that they've had it. They've had it for like 4 or 5 years. And no one can tell me if it's good or not. It's two dining credits, so I don't want to waste it.
Yeah, it's all right, guys. AJ from Disney Food Blog hasn't heard about it either, so we're safe. We are not silly.
Wow. I think you got to take one for the team here.
Yeah, do some research.
You got to go and then call back and let us know what you think.
Okay, so next one. We're downgrading. We're trying to go 2 times this year, and we always stay at Animal Kingdom Lodge. And I love Animal Kingdom Lodge because it's like Africa. And I'm never going to Africa, so I get to pretend I'm in Africa. It's awesome. But we don't have the money to go to Animal Kingdom Lodge and make another trip in August, which is our 18th wedding anniversary. So we really want to go there for then because we got married at Disney. Are we going to be disappointed at Port Orleans Riverside? Are we going to feel like we're
No. Are you going? You're staying at Riverside. You said.
Yes, Riverside.
Ask for a more remote room, and you won't feel. When are you going? First of all, Thanksgiving.
We are going November 18th through the 25th.
Okay, so let me go out on a limb here and say that you should request one of the buildings farther away from everything, because it's going to make you feel a little bit more private.
Okay, so I'm writing down buildings far.
Yeah, I think that's the way to go there. So the Alligator Bayou, I think, would be okay. Some of the remote rooms there. The thing you got to watch out for there is you don't want to be too close to a pool or to a parking lot. But ask for a room that's reasonably far away from like the main pool and from the lobby. This way, you don't get as much foot traffic, and it'll seem a little quieter too.
Okay. So, do they have coffee makers? I can't find that anywhere.
Yes.
I think in the moderates they do, yeah.
Yes,
moderates
they do.
Yes, they do.
Okay, we're in business. Okay, now, this gets really tricky because we're going because we've never gone at Christmas before, but we don't want to go at actual Christmas. We're going for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. And there's only one time the Very Merry Christmas Party is on while we're there. And it's mm-hmm. the day that we get there. So this is like the rope dropper, which just means nightmare, is our plane lands at 6:50 at MCO. We're going to have a rental car. I'm trying to do it all ahead of time, fast break, just get in the car and head down there. But is this going to be a nightmare? I mean, I'm trying. I feel like we could get there by 7:30. Do you think that's realistic?
6:50? No. Yeah. 8 o'clock.
8 o'clock.
8. Actually, wait, you're driving?
Well, we're a system. So this is our system. We disembark the plane. I go to the car. The husband goes to baggage claim. I get the car. I pull the baggage claim. We get in the car. It's like a bank heist. We get the car. We're out of there. I mean, we can do it in like, we've done it before in like 30 minutes.
You mean getting to the park in 30 minutes?
Well, getting out of the airport in less than 30 minutes.
My record from being on the plane to being in a park is 55 minutes. And that was 55. That's with no baggage baggage checked. So it's everything was carry on.
And that's you landing on time too, right?
What park? Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, Magic Kingdom. So that's
Magic Kingdom.
And so here's what I did. I actually made a really quick dinner reservation at the Poly, and parked at the Poly and took the monorail. I'm saying make a reservation at the Poly or the Grand Floridian might work out better for you in terms of parking. Just saying.
Okay, that's a great idea.
Just remember, there's lots of things. I mean, that late in the day flying, there's a good possibility your flight might be delayed.
Well, this isn't my first choice. I mean, truly, I wish we could fly in the night before and be there and it's all good. But there's no other time that's going to be offered when we're there. So this is not the optimal situation. We're just trying to buck up and figure out the best way to do it to make it happen.
Well, let's ask this question, Annette. What day are you going? Which?
November 18th.
Okay. Odds are it's not going to sell out, though. It's November. It's before Thanksgiving.
Yep.
So buy the tickets when you get there.
Yep.
It costs a little bit more. It costs a little bit more, but it's insurance against being late on the trip.
That's a good plan. Good plan.
I would do that.
Okay, so our last question is Diamond Horseshoe Jamboree. They're serving Thanksgiving dinner. Has anyone ever eaten there?
Yes. They're cooking it at Liberty Q Tavern, so it's the same food.
Right.
It's the same food.
Yeah, and it's actually good. It's your kids will love it. It's good. It's reasonably good turkey. I find the stuffing not quite dry enough. I'm a sort of dry enough you can choke on it type thing for stuffing. But overall, it's reasonably good food. It's actually probably my favorite sit down in the Magic Kingdom.
It just isn't the same shop as everywhere else. So.
Yeah.
Awesome. Thank you. As usual, y'all are a plethora of information.
And if you can actually do carry-on for all of your luggage, I don't know if you can.
Able to do that.
It's going
to
save you. It'll probably save you 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'm nervous about doing it this way, but it was either do it this way or not go at all. So given those options, we're doing it this way. But if we could figure if they were offering it any other day and the whole week while there, we would have gone away. And I'm bummed that we're going to miss the candlelight procession. The first day of it is the day that we check out, so that's a major bummer. But at least we'll get to see the Disney Christmas decorations, eat a gingerbread man at the Grand Floridian, and have snow on Main Street.
That would be great.
All for the low price of $75.
Yeah, that's
right.
Yeah. Well, that's just the thing. That much money for what? An hour? 2 hours? I don't know.
Yeah, she's good. Well, 650.
Okay,
she's
3 or 4 hours.
8 to 12. 4 hours.
That's if she gets there on time.
Once in a lifetime, here, people. Once in a lifetime.
Yeah, no. Once in a lifetime, you're right.
By memories. Yeah.
Once in a lifetime, you're right.
You're right.
Okay, thank you.
Hey, guys, I might have to put you guys on hold in 15 minutes when MTV does the Britney Spears tribute.
Oh, no.
I mean to join on a chorus of Hit Me Baby One More Time.
Can we still see the video of you watching that?
Yeah, of course.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. Call in now with your questions, comments. So, you know, getting ready for, you know, your fall trips here. Can you believe it? Labor Day coming up next week. Wow. Summer has flown by.
Look at Len doing a little dance. He's
here. You want to see how I get rid of that? And goodbye, Len. Here's our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Matt from Cincinnati.
Hey, Matt.
Hey, how are you guys doing?
How's it going, Matt?
I've got kind of an oddball question. We've been a bunch of times down to Florida. But next year, my parents' 40th anniversary, we're going to try and coordinate a trip for 14 people.
Wow.
To go from about half of them from Phoenix, Arizona, and then the other half from here in Ohio. Is there a good place to start that you guys can recommend as far as how to put together a trip of that complication?
Wow. Are you guys all going to stay in the same place? Everyone's got the same budget, or you're staying like at a value resort or something like that?
I think, yeah, we're going to probably do one of the moderates, probably either Port Orleans or I know my folks stayed at Coronado and they liked that one. They just, my parents don't like lots of loud kids around, so we have to be careful where we pick.
14 people, how many rooms?
I think 6 rooms altogether.
Oh. And then do they get bulk discounts on 6 rooms?
No. But what I was going to say is, and I've planned many trips for families as well, taking my own family down. And the great thing about Disney is if somebody wants to stay at Pop in your family and somebody wants to stay at the Grand Floridian, you can coordinate and everybody show up at the same place. We had to do that with my parents because they didn't want to be around all the little people. So, you know, they needed their time away. So the little people. The little people.
No?
So, but you know, the great thing about going to Disney is, you know, it is kind of hard to keep 14 people, extended family. You're not used to being around each other all the time.
Wait, hold on. Annette, is it hard to keep 13 clocks chiming together? I'm sorry. Go ahead. You were saying something about something.
Just go back and dance with Brittany.
How profound.
Go. But no, it's, you know, everybody's going to want to do something different. So, you know, just, I recommend you get everybody together, kind of get some idea of what everybody wants to do, and maybe plan one meal a day or something like that, kind of using the cruise atmosphere, the way the cruise line does it, where they say, let's have one meal and everybody sit down together. You can all stay together, or the great thing is you can, you know, kind of spread out a little bit, because I know my parents got very tired of sitting in Fantasyland.
I bet.
Nice.
Okay.
Where would you recommend Matt's family stays if they're staying Coronado to be quiet?
If you stay over by the convention center, you're going to be by a lot of conventioneers, so that depends. That's not kids.
Yeah,
but it might not be quiet.
You don't want to be like in building one in the casitas. But what about like, okay, so going clockwise, right? So the imagine the lobby's like at the 6 o'clock position, right? The casitas are from like 7 to 9.
Right.
The ranchos are from like 10 to 1, and the cabanas are from like 2 to 5, 2 to 4, right?
Yeah, so like the cabanas area, but...
The cabanas are good because, well, for a couple of reasons. One is they tend to be concierge, so those tend to be... They tend to be older people with fewer children. So like the 9 buildings in the cabanas... Cabanas are building 8 and 9, right? So building 9 would be more quiet. It's also a reasonably close walk to the lobby, right? Ranchos are the farthest ones away, and it's the ones that are surrounding sort of the main pool and everything. You want to stay away from cabanas 8, because that's closest to the pool. Building 6, also very close to the pool. 7 is actually reasonably far away in Ranchos, which is actually the farthest away from everything. You could do 7. So 9, 7, 5, 5, 7, 9. Sounds like a clothing store. 5, 7, and 9. That would be the ones that are probably the most quiet buildings in Coronado Springs.
Right.
Very good. All right. That sounds great.
All right, man. Cool.
Thank you.
Good luck.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. Keep things rolling with our next call. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Buenas noches, everybody.
Medina.
Medina.
Hola.
How's it going?
Que pasa, Stevie, baby?
All right. Glad to see you guys survived, Irene.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm never going to see you in South Florida.
Our schedules haven't coincided yet. We'll do it sometime.
I know. I'm serious, man. I had to get out. So for the people who aren't aware, I was in South Florida this past week, and the hurricane was coming. So I actually had to make plans Monday to start getting out of South Florida on Wednesday, even though I didn't know where the hurricane was going, because my choices were either try and get out ahead of the hurricane or ride through the hurricane in South Florida, which I was perfectly willing to do because I've been through a few of them in South Florida. But then I was going to fly either over or into the hurricane if it hit North Carolina. So the only option I really had was to get out ahead of the hurricane, and that meant I had to leave Thursday.
Yeah. Listen, speaking of which, was there any damages to Castaway Cay or anything because of the hurricane?
No, I don't think so. I think it completely bypassed most of it, didn't it?
I know that Caribbean and Carnival's Islands got hit.
Oh, really?
I know that theirs are closed. I'm not sure about – I know that there's a actually, the guy who runs a DCL blog in the chat room says, yes, there was damage. They need to re-dredge.
Oh
boy. Because I'm going to be over there Labor Day week. We're going to take the kids out of school. I'm sure Noel's wife would appreciate that.
Wait, are you going
to – Go for it.
Steve, are you going to Port Canaveral on September 4th?
We will be there. Yeah, Sunday. We'll be there on Sunday. I'll probably see you there, right? Aren't you going on a cruise?
I'll be there. I'll pass you on. We're going to be on Freedom of the Seas. I'll
y'all can wave at each other.
How are you not going on the Dream?
It's too expensive.
Well, I am using Steve, Vacation you know Club points, so, you know.
Oh, man, what are you, a sucker?
A sucker? Well,
the
worst conversion ever
for Disney Vacation Club points is a cruise line vacation.
Okay,
you know that, right?
Let's not beat up our callers. Please.
It's Steve Medina.
It's Medina.
I'm used to it. I'm surprised they even took my call. I've been trying to call in for the last 3 months.
Hold on. Let me just say, Steve, at least some of us treat you well on the show, right? I'm just saying.
I have no complaints from Len.
I'm just saying, my friend. I'm just saying.
You know, he shows me a good time. He's a good guy. Listen, I've got an observation also. What is up with the hot dog to hot dog bun?
I know. Could they not buy a steamer? What?
Man, the buns are huge.
They are.
They used to be the best dogs on property.
I would be okay, and I think they're like potato-based buns, too. They're weird. They're like sort of weird texture.
They've totally ruined it, man. I mean...
I know, man. I know. If they steam the buns, it'll make it 100% better. I'm telling you right now.
But you know, I don't know what happened. They were awesome, and then they ruined it.
Because they got cheap, and they went from all beef to chicken and beef. So they wanted to save like a dollar. Oh, and now then they went to these buns that nobody likes.
When you said beef, did you do the air quotes like... I mean, I just ate a beef jerky omelet, so I read the ingredient list on sort of questionable beef product.
Oh my goodness! Hey, one more thing, I'm gonna be golfing on that Saturday, which is the 3rd. I'm gonna finally golf Disney for the first time. So,
oh, cool.
I'll get you guys a report on the golf course that I know none of you guys have ever hit the links.
Yeah, what course you playing?
I'm playing the Palm because the Magnolia and the Osprey Ridge are being aerated for the tournament in October.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Start prepping that, yeah. Cool, good for you. So, yeah, let me know how it is.
Yeah, I'll take pictures and send it out to you guys.
Is that is Arnold Palmer's team taking over before then, or is that transition after that? I don't remember the dates.
It must be after that because if not, they wouldn't let anybody on the course for that.
Oh. By the way, Disney outsourcing the golf courses. Add that to the list.
Yep.
Probably.
Another thing.
Bad move.
All right, guys.
All right, man.
All right, thanks, Steve. Steve, send me a tweet or something like on Sunday. Maybe I'll get a chance to run into you.
All right. Sounds like a plan.
All right, cool. Man.
All right, guys.
See you later. Have fun.
Take care. You got it.
Newell, let's block that number forever, please.
I keep telling you. You don't listen to me.
You guys will be back in 1 minute.
407-278-5939. We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
What?
You're on the air. Who are we speaking with?
Hi. This is Kip. Kip Wade in the chat.
Hey, Kip.
Hey, Kip.
How's it going?
What's happening?
Outstanding.
I'm going to be down there at Disney World the week of Labor Day, staying at Riverside.
Cool.
Love Riverside.
And doing the... been training for a half marathon in January, and I wanted to know about running down there.
Okay. Well, Scopa can definitely speak to
now
that.
Now I can go to the bathroom. I'll be back.
well, Kip, you picked a great resort to run. Riverside and all of Port Orleans, you run along the Sasagula River, and you can have a really, really enjoyable run there. You run along the river, and it's a great resort to run. It's one of my favorite places to run. If I'm going down there to look forward to like training while I'm down there, that's Riverside or Port Orleans is probably my number one choice as far as a resort to go to run in. I mean, although Beach Club and Yacht Club is nice, so you can run to the studios and back, but I think you're going to have a great time at Riverside.
Okay. What I was wondering is how is it running like in the morning? Because it will probably, I'll probably be running before breakfast.
What time will you be running?
Probably around 6.
Perfect. It's perfect. You won't find many people walking. It'll be really the temperature will be just great. I mean, you're gonna love it. You're gonna love it. If you can run before you might be running before sunrise. That's even better. You know, you'll be able to see. It's well lit. Just the only thing I can caution you about is that there's a possibility that you might run into some sprinklers. That happened to me one year. I was running around and right around. I think I was at French Quarter, and when I got to Riverside, I got hit by sprinklers. But other than that, it was great.
Okay, that's good. All right, that's all I had for right now. Thanks.
Oh, good luck. Thanks.
What?
407-278-5939. Hey guys, I want to remind all of our listeners about our sponsor for today's episode, which is AllEars.net. They're our sponsor once again, and they're celebrating 15 years online. I don't know if you knew that. And AllEars is your one-stop shop for everything Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, and Disneyland. AllEars has menus of all the restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to AllEars.net, a free weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World, and join over 133,000 other subscribers who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit AllEars.net today. And, of course, I want to thank AllEars for their support for us over the years. They've been a great sponsor, not only of WW Today, but also these live shows, as you may know. So to Deb and the team out there, thank you very much. Let's keep things going here. We still have a whole another hour to answer your phone calls, and let's get things going with this call. Hi, who are we speaking with? Oh, they hung up. I hung up just this much. I was about to take your call, and you said,
what area code?
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And welcome
that
back.
That was Lynn calling in.
No, it wasn't Lynn.
Howdy ho, man.
You done dancing?
No.
And don't forget to join us in our chat room at live.wgwtoday.com. I know many of you are already in there, but we have room for lots more. There's room for 1,000.
Any volunteers?
And, we have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, it's Alex.
Hey, Alex. Where are you calling from?
Hey, he's from Texas.
Cool. What's
Go Rockets.
Tonight, Alex?
Yeah, tell me about it. I was just wondering. I'm coming down for a reunion in December and staying at Animal Kingdom Lodge. I'm just wondering, what is your opinion of the club level lounge out there, the Animal Kingdom Lodge?
Animal Kingdom Lodge club level. You know, I haven't been there yet, Len. Have you?
Yes.
What do you think about it?
It's wonderful. I think it's the for the money, Alex. It's the I think the best club level available in terms of food. It's the most distinctive set of food available, and the desserts alone at night are incredible. Also, I think this is just my opinion. The staff there is more helpful than perhaps at some other lodges that you would pay more money to. So, for example, if you wanted to bring bottles of water with you from the concierge level, you could ask them for it, and they would be more willing, I think, to give them to you than maybe some other resorts. I like it quite a bit. How much more per night are you paying for that?
I haven't actually upgraded to concierge. I'm just trying to see if it's worth the upgrade or not.
I mean, just in terms of dollars and cents, it's usually not. If you look at how much the food is, but if you look in terms of just being pampered, right? So the food's going to be worth a certain amount of money. If you get 4 or 6 bottles of water a day, right? That's another $10 or $15, right? You look at the sodas. Sodas are now, by the way, $2.50 a pop. You can figure that out. So maybe the food is worth $30, $40, $50 a day if you can skip lunch, for example, right? The pampering that you get and the relaxation that you get might be worth the difference. So if it's $80, $90 a day more, I would say go ahead and do it. It's, you know, the food is probably worth half that, and just the sort of the mental sort of benefit that you get from knowing that, you know, you're 5 minutes away from food that's pretty good. That's probably worth it. I really like the Animal Kingdom Lodge quite a bit.
Yeah, Becky, yeah, I'm actually, from NEI yeah, Travel in the chat room says that's really good.
I got the free dining for the second half of my trip, so I have free dining part of the trip.
Sweet.
I'm going to probably end up upgrading depending on the price of the upgrade to a club level. And we'll see at that point. I'll let you guys know when I come around in reunion. I'll see you guys in reunion December.
So if are you going to be at the Animal Kingdom Lodge concierge level during reunion?
I'm going to try to. I'm going to see if it's available or not. I may actually just wait until I get there to see if it's available.
If it's available, Alex, I'm just saying, and you're up early, and I happen to be available for breakfast, I might come over.
Okay.
I'm just saying. I mean, the breakfast, it'll save you $10. It's really good.
Yeah, I'll let you guys know when I'm down there for the reunion.
Awesome.
So, anyway, it's good talking to you guys. I listen to you guys. I've been listening since 2007, and I haven't missed a show since. So, actually, cool. I picked up $4.99 right before 2008 Mouse Fest. By accident on my iPod and ended up listening to it the other day.
By accident.
That's awesome.
Well, I changed computers because my laptop went down. That's where I usually upload my, episodes from. And I had used my old computer, which had the old episodes still on it. So it uploaded all the old episodes to it. So,
nice.
Anyway, it's good talking to you guys, and see you guys in reunion in December.
Awesome.
Thanks, Alex.
Good luck.
Bye.
407-278-5939 is our phone number, and next call is on being brought on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Stacy from Cleveland, Ohio.
Hey, Casey, how are you?
Hey, good, how are you?
See, you've been to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame.
Shenanigans.
Yeah, that thing.
Have you visited the Van Halen exhibit there yet?
I'm sorry, I haven't actually ever been there.
There's a Van Halen exhibit.
They're in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, Noel.
Yeah,
just saying. Is Iron Maiden in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame?
I don't acknowledge the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, so I don't know who's in there. Sorry.
I'm just saying.
Sorry, Casey.
Oh, no, it's Stacy, actually.
Oh, Stacy, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Oh, so no wonder you didn't get my joke.
Trying to head out or anything.
How am I the one that hears best on this call? What? Go ahead. All right, Stacey, what's up?
No, I was just calling to say that Len totally owes me a refund because I've been buying the unofficial guide for years.
Take a number.
And we went to Orlando last November.
Okay.
And we stayed in the Pineapple Hotel for a night. We ended up getting to Orlando early. We stayed near Pineapple.
The Orlando Vista.
I recommend. Yes.
Yeah.
And I would have just rather sooner just stayed in my car.
Really?
It was horrible. We got two rooms. My sister was there with us. And she got one of those suites that you can stay in with your family, you know, your kids, the bunk beds and all that. And we got a regular room. And our room had so much broken furniture in it. They brought in the fridge for my son's milk, and there was just stuff in the fridge. It was gross. We couldn't take our shoes off to go in the bathroom. It was so sticky. And in my sister's room, when she was trying to plug things into the wall, the entire surrounding wall would just, like, cave in. And pieces of ceiling were falling off in their room.
Wow.
It was awful.
Do you remember Stacey, do you remember the room numbers that you were in?
No, unfortunately, I don't.
Do you have a receipt?
Sorry. I'm sorry?
Do you have a receipt?
Oh, do I have the key? No, I don't have it anymore.
Did you guys pay for it with a credit card?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I'm more than willing to write to the Orlando Vista on your behalf. Can you get me a receipt?
Sure. I can forward you one.
That's okay. So here's what we're going to do. You're going to give me that information. I am going to have someone, I won't say who, stay at the Orlando Vista in the next few days. And we're going and we'll see what's going on there. I'm very sorry about that.
No, I mean, I really don't blame you. I'm just joking, but I just kind of wanted to throw that out there because I was so excited to stay there because we got to Orlando a day early and we were actually able to get reservations, and it was just a hairy experience for us.
It's been a couple of years since I've stayed at the Vista. It's probably been 3 years now. I wonder if they just didn't do maintenance on it because of the recession.
Yeah, that could be. I mean, like, even you could tell it hadn't even been like dusted or anything in a while. The air conditioning vent had a good half inch of dust on it.
That's a shame. I'm sorry.
That's very disappointing.
I apologize. See, if you've got a receipt or any sort of evidence that you stayed there,
sure.
Let me know what it is, and I will write the guys at the Orlando Vista, and I'll have somebody stay there this week.
Thanks. That's awful cool of you.
No problem.
Okay. Well, we love the show.
When's your next trip down, Stacey?
Oh, I have no idea. We're hoping June. So keep fingers crossed for us. We just bought a house, and we just moved in about 3 weeks ago. So.
Well, congratulations.
Thank you.
How's the real estate market in Cleveland? It's got to be terrible, right?
Oh, yeah, it's awful. So we were able to get a four-bedroom house for under $50,000. So.
What?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. So I'm from Youngstown.
Oh, okay. Great.
And
yeah.
The house that we moved from in 1980 is now selling for less than we sold it for in 1980, 31 years later.
Wow.
And it's crazy. It's just crazy. Yeah, it's insane. Yeah, so yeah. I thought you guys got a good deal on it.
Yeah. It's definitely the time to buy it if you can. So.
Yeah, good for you guys. I'm glad.
Well, thank you so much.
I'll be in touch with my email address, lennetturnquins.com.
Okay, great. Yeah, we'll get it off to Turnquins.
Thanks.
Okay, thank you guys.
Cool. Thanks for calling in.
Wow.
Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
That's disappointing.
Yeah, it is. It's the Orlando Vista has been something we've really enjoyed over the years.
Yeah. I have to go back.
407-278-5939. Lots of calls. Don't worry. We've got time to take them all. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is John from New Jersey.
Hey, John.
Hey, John.
Just got back from Florida this week, or yesterday, actually. Flew home in a hurricane.
Wow, cool.
Nice. How was your trip otherwise?
Yeah, the trip was great. I mean, we got a little bit of rain during the week, but nothing big. But I just called to tell you that touring plans worked out really well. We used that every day that we went into the parks, got on everything. We didn't wait for any rides for more than, I think, maybe 15 minutes. And even if the sign was saying that the waits were going to be 20 minutes, we walked right on most of the rides, so... everything was great.
Awesome. Cool. Yeah, we're working on some interesting stuff for Alliance, including getting the estimates for the time you'll actually wait in line to be even more accurate. So I'm looking forward to that. Cool. Glad to hear it worked, though.
Yeah. We went over to Universal Islands of Adventure too to check out the Harry Potter thing, and that was like madhouse.
Oh, what'd you think? Really crowded. What'd you think of Harry Potter?
I thought it was great. Other than you know all the waiting, it was great. It was too small. They should have built it bigger. Maybe had some show buildings like they do in Walt Disney World. You know, maybe had like the wand shop. We never even got into that. It was just crazy. So
the funny thing is the funny thing. Sorry, the funny thing about it is they spent like $1 billion or $1.2 billion just on that. So I think what they were doing was like, and remember, this is the middle of the recession, right? That they're spending it. They made a $1 billion bet. They essentially bet a substantial part of the future of the park on Harry Potter, to where if it flopped, you know, there wasn't a plan B. So they made it small, but it was as big a thing as they could have done at the time. I hear there are plans, in talking to Jim Hill, there are plans for expanding that out significantly, that section of the park. So they're talking about like another $2 or $3 billion in investment there.
Yeah, all they got to do is put some show buildings in the back, use a facade that they got, and maybe have like maybe 5 different rooms, have them dressed up like wand stores, and just have people funneled into each one as the shows are going, and probably would have worked out well. We probably would have gotten in. Yeah, I've had a good time. And I just had a did you ever notice for you. We were in Spaceship Earth, and we got to the scene where Sistine Chapel was being painted.
Yep.
And I'm an artist, and he was painting upside down. Did you ever notice that?
Well, the other thing I've heard is that he's right-handed, but and I believe Michelangelo was left-handed, right?
I don't know that, actually, but yeah, so... yeah, it was great talking to you guys. I'll listen to the rest of the show.
Cool. All right. Thanks, Sean.
All right. Thanks. Bye.
See you.
407-278-5939 is our phone number, and lots of time. Don't forget chat room, live.wdwj.com.
I've already got the Orlando Vista follow-up review schedule.
I'm interested about that. I want to go there. I loved it when I stayed there.
I've stayed there multiple times. I stayed there for Tower of Terror runs. I've stayed there for other runs. That's.
We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Donna from Indianapolis.
Ooh, hey, Donna.
Hey, Donna, can you turn on your computer?
I'm trying.
Now right. I hear echo.
Okay. All right. I've got a couple questions. Never called in, but I found you guys about 6 months ago. I'm taking a sort of solo trip down in December around reunion time with my 2.5-year-old. And I'm just wondering, as far as the reunion meetups, is there anything that I can really do with them other than like the Dole Whip?
I think most of our things aren't most of our events family friendly?
Oh yeah, absolutely. You should feel free to bring family members to, you know, any of our meetings, really. I mean, other than maybe the hard ticket ones, we have to buy tickets for them. I mean, I really can't think of one where you'd feel out of place.
Okay. Well, like the Fort Wilderness lights later that night, I'm just wondering, you know, just bring the stroller and push him around and see what happens, right?
Oh, we've had strollers before at our reunion meets, so yeah.
Pass the kid around. I mean, we'll all watch it. It'll be a community thing.
Yeah, we get cup holders, so we can put our Pepsi or our Coke, you know.
Exactly.
I mean,
okay. For the beer cooler.
There you go.
Oh.
I don't think anyone should really feel like they can't bring their, you know, family members, friends who don't know the show or anything like that. It's not going to be ostracized or pointed out for, you know, it's welcoming for everybody. So.
Oh, okay. That's cool. Another question I've got. We're going to try concierge level in September when we go down in about 13 days. But my question is more, I wasn't able to book concierge level, and I'm just kind of wondering what are the odds in December I've been able to upgrade, kind of, when I check in?
Early December?
The 4th to the 10th.
Yeah, where are you staying? Which resort?
At the Poly.
It was available last week. But I don't know what would happen if you did it when you go to check in.
Right, yeah. I kept trying. I've called back several times, and I'm booking it on the annual pass holder discount. So they just have been telling me that it's not available. So I'm just wondering, you know,
do the Hawaii fill up or not?
Hawaii might fill up, but you can still get access to the building if you're not staying in Hawaii, right, Annette?
They have some of those passes available sometimes. I think the thing that's probably happening is they only have a certain amount of inventory that they're going to discount. So that's probably okay. What you're running into. I would continue to check because it may become available. I know that's okay. You know, not what you want to hear. Keep calling back and checking. But, you know,
okay.
They really do. They look at inventory all the time and it changes. So it could be that next week they look at the inventory and say, you know, we really need to sell some of these. Let's discount a few more rooms.
Have you guys ever booked Garden Grocer once you get to the hotel? Because normally I get my order ahead of time, but if I'm getting concierge level, that changes stuff a little bit.
Mm.
What changes if you're staying concierge level? I mean, just the stuff that you order,
Yeah, I mean, I get as much soda or, you know, yogurt or, you know, something like that, because I know that I'll be getting some, you know, there'll be food available.
Right. Good point. Okay.
I mean, we've heard great things about Garden Grocer from our listeners for what that's worth.
I love it. I used it two or three times. I wouldn't do without it. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
It's much better than what Disney Vacation Club, for instance, offers. They have a grocery purchasing service, which is limited and quite expensive, as you might imagine. So from that standpoint, I mean, Garden Grocer is a much better option.
It might not be a bad idea to give them a call and just say, if I place an order, can I call back and change it within a couple of days? You know, just find out. I know that they only take a certain number of orders a day. I have heard that before. Right. So
really? They limit the number of orders?
I've been told that before. So.
Okay. One last thing. I found a kind of a fluke. I was up in the Swiss Treehouse when I took my 3.5-year-old on a solo trip, and we watched Wishes from up there, and it was phenomenal. I just thought that was kind of an odd viewing place, but it wasn't crowded. Nobody else was up there, so
that's cool. I've never done that before. I watched Wishes from Aladdin, the Flying Magic Carpets of Aladdin, one time, which was interesting. how well could you see Wishes from there?
It was pretty good view. So that's just kind of an interesting thing I ran across. Okay, I didn't have anything else. I appreciate it.
Cool. Thanks for calling in. We appreciate the feedback.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. 407-278-5939. Next call on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with? Where are you from?
Hey, this is Joel from Honolulu.
Aloha.
Hey, Joel.
How's it going?
Good. How are you?
All right. So when are you guys coming out to visit us here in Hawaii?
I got this invite from Jim Lewis. I think I'll be there any minute.
Oh, cool. you might want to have to double check that, though. You know, I'm sure at one time that was a really good invite.
Yeah, right.
It's foolproof, I'm telling you.
You know, the resort out here looked absolutely amazing. And, you know, when you guys have a chance to come out and visit the place, you're just going to be blown away by what they have put in over here.
Really? Did they build a new resort, or did they buy a resort and remodel it?
They built a resort from the ground up. I actually went out after they announced it and took video of the plot of land. They have built it totally from scratch. And
it's unfortunate the debacle that Vacation Club is in over there, because they're having the grand opening and they can't sell anything.
Yeah, that is a little bit, yeah.
It is, but they're working through that. I know the person, she told me it was number 8, and what they're talking about doing for them, and this has been around, is that they're going to increase the price of the maintenance fees, but they're going to kind of give those people who already bought in a credit. So they're working, and there's been a bunch of people said, I'm not going to go over there, it's going to be a disaster and everything. It's like, you know, they still have the hotel rooms, and it's going to work out. You know, Disney has made this huge investment over here.
Yeah.
They're not going to let it fail.
Yeah, and I mean, A, it's so new. B, Hawaii has such potential. They can't see. It's a huge impact to their theme park bottom line, the way that they do accounting for DVC. It has to work.
Yeah, and again, the things they have done over here, the closest I would say to what they have here is Animal Kingdom Lodge, but they've bumped up the detailing a couple of notches. With everything they've done with the detailing, was just announced this week, Kaylee Reichel is providing the soundtrack, and a lot of the people on the mainland won't know who he is, but over here in Hawaii, we have what's called the Nahoku Hanohano Awards, which is Hawaii's equivalent of the Grammys. And he's an award winner in that. He's a hula man. He instructs hula. And he's done the soundtrack for the lobby. And it's just absolutely amazing. I managed to get in there 2 weeks ago, unbeknownst to me that I wasn't supposed to be in there. I was escorted off property.
Oopsie.
But I got pictures, and it's just amazing.
Get out!
You know, The I was just going to say, you know, a lot of, some people are asking the chairman why they can't sell the problem in Hawaii. Disney, well, I shouldn't say Disney. The Vacation Club built the buildings in Hawaii, and somebody purposefully or unpurposefully messed up the paperwork for the state filings of Hawaii, thinking they could get around it, and they started selling before they could. And the state slammed the door on Disney and said, no, first of all, you're not going to sell any more units, and second of all, you're not going to sell any more until we clear all the paperwork. And that's the reason why Jim Lewis was fired from the Disney Vacation Club, which happened, what was that, a week or two ago, Mike?
Yeah.
Yeah. So
he was escorted out, too.
Yeah, escorted. He was, although in Disney speak, he resigned effective immediately.
And we wish him the best.
Immediately?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's Disney. That's Disney speak for you got fired.
Yeah.
We asked him to leave.
Yeah.
Yeah. But it's really unfortunate. They're having their grand opening and they still can't sell any units. They can come look at it. I mean, eventually they will be able to. Joel's right. But you know, it's definitely egg on their face in the short term, at least.
It is there, but again, I'll be out there tomorrow and I'm just looking forward to taking in the place as a whole, you know, and not having to worry about, okay, am I going to get kicked out again? I don't have to worry about that this time because it's just, again, it's amazing the detail, the color scheme. When you look at what's around it, you have the white Marriott next door, the Iwani, and you got a few other white buildings down the road, but this one's a nice brown shade, and it mixes in. And Joe Brody, who, you know, designed it, really took a lot into account with the history and the landscaping. Tolina, the resort themselves, had put in a lot of money to make sure there's other upgrades to the lagoons that are there. Something people should know is that the lagoons are public access lagoons. The state of Hawaii requires the shoreline to be kept open.
No, oh, nice.
Still. Yep.
Cool. Thanks, Joel. Appreciate the info.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thanks, Joel.
Hi, Joel.
Look forward to seeing you out here.
Absolutely.
Someday.
Love to get out there someday. It'd be nice.
Hello.
407-278-5939. Sorry, it's pretty hard to screw up Hawaii, so I'm looking forward to it. Someday. We have our next caller on the line.
Somewhere.
Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, it's Mike from Key West.
Hey, Mike.
Wow, from Hawaii to Key West. Nice.
Really?
It's like a Jimmy Buffett concert over here.
Now, since you guys are talking about DVC, I did have a question on the new or supposed new DVCs going in at the Grand Floridian. Now, is this still just a rumor, or is this actually happening?
Nah, I'd bet my right hand on it. It's they're starting the construction on it right now. They've filed the permits for it. It's definitely going to happen.
Yeah, they closed the tennis courts already. Then they close them up.
Yeah, there's a lot of and I think part of the reason why the Magic Kingdom monorails are only operating for an hour after extra magic hours is so they can do electrical work and sort of foundational work at the Grand Floridian at night.
Disney's not going to announce the Grand Floridian until the Bay Lake Tower sell out because they don't want to have a situation where people, potential buyers, show up and say, oh, I don't want to buy until Grand Floridian opens
up. Yeah, exactly. But
they want to get the sales now.
Right.
The same reason why they took forever to announce Bay Lake Tower, even after the building was almost completely finished.
Because Saratoga wasn't.
No, there's nothing going on over there.
Because Saratoga wasn't sold.
Right. Exactly.
Okay. All right, now I stayed at multiple deluxe resorts, including all the monorail resorts, and I got to say my least favorite was the Grand Floridian. When they did, you know, in this room about the DVC, I was kind of excited about it. Any other news, like, you know, is it going to be kind of more luxurious and better than maybe like the Bay Lake Towers DVCs, or we don't know?
Tough to say, man.
Go ahead, Len.
I've heard the Contemporary is supposed to be the ultimate, you know, resort. They're supposed to redo the Contemporary in Bay Lake Tower as the flagship resort. So I think that's the long term view. I was never that wowed by the Grand Floridian.
No, I even stayed club level, and honestly, I was severely disappointed.
Me too.
Over there at the club level. And staying in the main building, you figure it'd be, you know, the top of the top hotel. And honestly, I like Polynesian 10 times better. Which kind of leads me into the next question. Do you think they'll ever do a DVC at Polynesian? I was like, is there room for it over there? Or
they'd have to convert the whole thing, man. They'd have to convert the whole I just don't know where they put the buildings. That's the thing.
There's not much property over there.
Yeah, it's kind of weird. It's almost, it'd have to be like on the other side of the TCTC, you know? Like between the Contemporary and TDC, that'd be like the only area, or in the parking lot.
I'd love to see it because I love the Poly. It's my favorite deluxe hotel. The thing is that, like I said, they don't have to convert the whole thing over, or the challenge that they would face would be essentially doubling the capacity, you know, adding like 1,000 rooms to it, or you know, 700 rooms or whatever, and still maintaining the quality in the atmosphere that they have at the Poly, which should be a really, really hard thing to do. So I don't know, man.
Like you said, the buildings closer to the TTC, you kind of make those into DVC resorts by adding a couple floors or something. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yeah, so you get a couple floors. That's true. Yeah, you could. Yeah, okay, that's a good idea, actually.
I would say the day they add DVC to Polynesian, I'm signing up first day to buy, assuming they don't screw up paperwork, of course.
It's Florida. The paperwork's all cool.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. All right, guys. Appreciate your time.
All right, man. Thanks, Mike. Have fun.
All right, thanks. Bye.
407-278-5939. I see a couple. Len, your touring plans crew representing in the chat room. I see Scarlett's in the room. Henry's in the room.
Yay.
So, nice, hey, nice showing. Got some bloggers in there.
Thanks.
407-278-5939. We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Yeah, this is Philip Schwab from Ohio.
Hey, Phil.
We're in Ohio.
I got a question for you guys. We are traveling down to the world in October.
Okay.
And there's going to be six of us in the car. And we don't want to rent another car when we get there because my parents are going with us. And we were wondering if there was any way we could ride bikes around down there.
Where are you staying?
We're actually staying at the Wyndham Bonnet Creek Resort. And we were thinking...
Phil, are you saying bikes as in like... Bike, are you saying bikes as in, like, I want to ride my bike around my resort or go take my bike to go from my resort to, like, Epcot?
Yeah, from the resort to, like, Epcot or the resort
No.
No, you can't do it.
No.
Dangerous.
I would not want to do that with that many tourists driving.
It's also, you'll be stopped immediately.
Yeah, you can't. It's not even a matter of you don't want to. You can't. Yeah.
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 We go to Hilton Head a lot, and we like the action down there, and I thought it'd be kind of neat to travel around down there that way, so that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, well, it's perfect at Hilton Head.
Appreciate it.
It's too bad.
There's no bike lane, and it's just the way people drive. Hell, the way I drive, you don't want to be there.
Yeah. Well, I don't ride a bike here at home either, so, you know, I didn't know if it would be any different down there.
There are some resorts like Saratoga Springs, Fort Wilderness, where you can ride bikes around recreationally around the resort, but not to go from point A to point B in terms of like resort to a new location.
Okay. That's what we were. I was just wondering because it would give us a little bit of freedom without having to rent another car if the other couple that was going wanted to go somewhere else besides where we wanted to go.
You know, you could do, though. I mean, from the Hilton Bonnet Creek, I mean, you could use your bike to get around in that little Bonnet Creek area. So the Waldorf Astoria, you know, kind of, that's actually a pretty big loop right there. And it would open up some dining opportunities for you for, you know, like a lunch or something.
Well, when we originally bought our timeshare there, we thought maybe we could just sneak across the woods over into the resort right there, the Caribbean Beach Resort, and just jump on the bus and take off and go to different places, but I kind of scoped that out when we got there, and I figured they had pretty much walled it off, and they definitely did. So,
like with a fence, or is there just foliage?
Really thick foliage. Because we could, you know, get out there onto the golf course. I'm not sure the name of that golf course right there, but
I walked up and down through there, and nobody bothered us or anything. But
right.
I was just trying to see if it would be. I just thought it was a quick way because the bus system that works with Winnebago Creek is not the best at all. So it's better just to drive to the parks. We learned that last year, but it's just neat because sometimes I don't. You know, we go down there with one car, and I have two younger children. And it's nice to, if I want to go somewhere with my older son and my wife needs to stay with a younger one, that she has a car and I could just walk over. But that didn't work either. So, but we get to enjoy the world that way. And it's a little cheaper for us than actually staying at a Disney resort. So we get to go more often, basically, is what it boils down to.
Cool. Yeah, it's just, right. it's just hard with the bus, with the bikes. But like I said, if you wanted to bring them just to kind of ride around that little Bonnet Creek area, you could do that, but getting to the parks is tough, man.
Yeah, I
was kind of scooping out when we were driving around down there. I said, it'd be nice if they had bike paths, but then you'd probably have all the locals trying to ride their bikes through that area, and it would just probably make a mess out of everything.
Yeah, wish it would work out.
Well, thanks, guys. I appreciate it. Love listening
to
you.
Thanks, Phil. Thank you. 407-278-5939. Some great calls so far. Good topics talking about. And still more calls to come. Here's the next caller on the line. Hi, who's on the line with us?
Hey, it's Leanne Kamloops in Canada calling.
Hey, just
wondering if you could tell me about, I'm catching up late on the show, what's happening with the hurricanes, and is there anything more coming up? We're leaving on Friday to go for our trip. And just kind of curious about that.
Knock on wood, nothing right now.
Yeah, nothing.
No. Hurricane Jose.
Yeah, I heard Jose was listed today.
Yeah, that's going to Bermuda. It's already in Bermuda. It's not going anywhere.
That's what they said about this one.
That's farther out, though, isn't it?
What's that?
That's farther out into the Atlantic, though.
Yeah,
isn't
yeah,
it?
That's yeah. It was it's a non-event that's out by Bermuda, so I wouldn't worry about that. I'm looking at it too because
people in Bermuda may think it's an event.
Yeah, it's a non-event.
Yeah. Yeah, you should be asking if I'm going down. That's what you should be asking.
There's the question.
Yeah, Mike's going to Los Angeles this week, so I'm forecasting both tsunami and earthquake.
And probably a firestorm across the whole state, too. So.
Exactly. I was told there'd be locusts. I'm just saying.
Watch the water.
Well, those 17 years went by real fast.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. Now, and also, just like, because they're going down, is the weather still just as hot as ever or more humid than ever just because of the storm, went through?
The humidity hasn't been bad the last couple of days, actually. Just the storm kind of took it. But, yeah, you're looking at, Leanne, if you're going down this weekend, you're looking at low 90s, like around 90, 91 for the highs.
Yeah.
Mid-70s Fahrenheit for the...
The weather these days is, you know, it starts out nice in the morning, it's hot. Afternoon, you get the thunderstorms that roll in, and then it's kind of nice out in the evening. When there's a hurricane, when Irene went by, it was so nice in Florida because it sucked all the humidity out, and it was beautiful. So I kind of enjoyed it, to be honest with you.
Yeah.
Sounds like where I live sounds just like that. It's like we're really used to the hot and everything, like 90s and that all the time, even up to 100 and that. But the humidity is what we're not used to. So we're kind of thinking Arizona kind of temperature, what we're used to here in Canada, where I'm at. So just trying to look ahead for next weekend, for the next, you know, 18 days after that. So
nice.
So, yes.
Oh, that'll be good.
Okay, well, thank you. Yes. Well, thank you very much, Sheldon. I appreciate it. And Annette.
thank
you very much.
Good luck.
Yeah, I had to throw in this. I had to do the throw in there for you quickly. So.
No, thank you. I appreciate it.
Okay.
407-278-5939 is our phone number, and still some time to get your questions in about your trips to Disney World that are coming up. I know that a lot of you are, a lot of our calls today have been definitely oriented about those people looking to make trips in the next 90 days, and it makes sense. Well, Len, no trip to the English countryside is complete without saying hello to someone named Trevor. Hello, Trevor!
Hello, Trevor.
Hello, Trevor.
Hello, everyone.
Trevor.
How are you guys doing tonight?
Great. How
Good.
Are you, Trevor?
How are you?
Good. I got a question. My wife and I, we are coming down for the Columbus Day weekend, just the two of us, no kids this time, and it's our 8-year anniversary.
Okay.
And we're going to be staying at the Beach Club. We arrive that Friday night. We're supposed to arrive around 7, and I'm kind of debating between a couple things, either the Hoop-Dee-Doo musical review, that late show. And I happen to have tables in Wonderland Pass too, so so I heard about Scopa's deal and our potential opportunity there. And the other thing I'm kind of debating between is either doing that or the Cirque du Soleil show, the late show there. And we've done Vegas before, but just kind of pros and cons maybe of each of the shows.
Trevor, have you ever done Cirque du Soleil before? Over there? La Nuba, I should say.
I haven't done there. In Vegas, my wife and I have each seen O, and she has also seen Ka in Vegas as well. So
my guess is that what you guys have seen in Vegas probably will blow away La Nuba. So you might be disappointed. And that would be the only reason why I would suggest doing Hoop-Dee-Doo. I mean, Hoop-Dee-Doo, compared to La Nuba, Hoop-Dee-Doo is you know, like the Muppet Show or whatever. Sorry, Mike. But what I'm saying is that on a comparative basis, you guys have already seen a Las Vegas presentation from Cirque du Soleil. You're not going to see the same thing in Orlando. It's good, but it's not that good. So,
right.
You know, you're probably better off trying that Tables of Wonderland deal.
Okay.
Yeah, I think so. What time do you, so you're coming in on the 7th, Trevor?
Correct.
What time do you get in?
I think it's 7 o'clock. And I think the late show is 9:30, if I recall.
Yep.
Yes.
9:30, yep.
Yeah, that's...
Is that kind of tight?
Well, the only thing is...
We're renting a car, too, so I was like, there's no way that we'd make it.
He can make it out to Fort Wilderness by 9 o'clock. He's coming in by 7.
Yeah, I think you can. So the only thing I'm concerned about with a hard ticket event like La Nuba is if your flight is delayed an hour, 90 minutes, you're out the money.
Right.
So that's why I would – it's difficult. So this is the previous caller that we had on the show where we were talking about – was it Anne that had the –
Yeah, the short time.
Yeah. That's the thing. So that's the risk you're running right there. You could do trip insurance on it. Would trip insurance cover La Nuba tickets?
I don't think
so. You're
going
to have the heck of a delay in it, aren't you?
2 hours.
Not enough.
I don't think so.
No?
No.
Yeah, Trevor, that's the only thing. I mean, a hard ticket event within a couple hours of your scheduled arrival time, given the airline's reputation for reliability, it's a difficult thing to recommend. I'd rather recommend a dinner. This way, worst case scenario is you just don't make your dinner reservation.
Okay. And we're leaving that Monday, and we don't have a flight out until like late afternoon. But like I said, we're staying at the beach club, and I'm just planning for us to maybe get some like massages there at the beach club. Is that
nice.
A good place, or you recommend going someplace different? Or
beach club? Does the beach club have a spa?
I don't think it's like a full spa, but they have
in room massage.
I forget the I want to say skippers or something.
I wish we knew someone in that who stayed at the beach club all the time.
I don't know if she goes to the spa. When she's there,
she doesn't like people touching her. I know that, but maybe she reads the material, you know, in the room.
I mean, I think Saratoga Springs is the nicest, the nicest spa. But the Swan and the Dolphin, the Dolphin has the, what's the name of it? It's the Mindara Spa, which is okay, because it's a formal. Or sorry, it's an actual spa facility.
Right.
You might find the amenities better there. It's a relatively short walk from the beach club.
Okay,
you might want to look at the Mindara Spa, especially if the prices are comparable to what you're getting at the beach club. You might find it just to be a better experience at Mindara.
Okay,
yeah, definitely, you're going to get a better experience in a spa.
I think so. Then an in-room massage, in-room massages are just feel a little weird to me.
Yeah. And I figure if all else fails, I'm going to take her for a romantic walk at the All-Star Resorts.
Dude.
Oh.
I highly recommend it. And you and I have never done it, I'm telling you.
We should make that a meet in December just so I can tell you how wrong that is.
You mean how right it is?
No, no, how wrong.
Please, please, woman, please.
Oh. Oh.
Trevor, do it. Grab a couple of drinks and do the walk. It's a lot of fun.
It's going to take a lot of drinks to make that romantic.
Oh. We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Mike from Seattle.
Hey, Mike, I was just in your town.
I know you were. I follow you on Twitter.
Thanks, man.
Hey, so, Len, you're still the only one who's been out to the real Disneyland in Anaheim, right?
I don't know. Have you guys been to Disneyland, or am I the only one?
Nope.
All right. Apparently, I'm the only one. I'm going this weekend, too, and it's Scopa's first time as well.
Oh, nice. Well, I was going to ask you a dining question about that.
Sure.
Disneyland has notoriously been bad on the counter service, but recently they've done a lot of menu changes. While you were out there, do you have a favorite place to eat in Disneyland that is more counter service than sit down?
So it depends on what you're interested in. My favorite is I know Henry is probably typing 16 things in chat right now. I like Bengal barbecue.
That's really good.
A meat on a stick, you can't go wrong. B open flame. Yep. You know, one of my favorites. What else is good in Disneyland? In DCA, they opened up a new Mediterranean place over by Silly Symphony Swings.
Mm-hmm.
It's really not bad. So they've got it's actually two different places. They've got like a pizza, pasta, salad place on one side,
yep.
And they've got a Mediterranean grill on the right hand side. So if you're sort of facing if you're sort of facing the area by Silly Symphony Swings, the Mediterranean grill thing's on your right. And the grill, they've got, I believe, lamb, chicken, and steak. And sort of like a beef blend, like a ground beef blend. Everything but the steak and a veggie skewer. All very good. The steak is a little overdone. I think anytime Disney does steak, especially in a counter service environment, it's always going to be overcooked. But other than that, really, really good. Actually, my favorite place to eat in DCA now is this kebab place. Those are, I think, really kebabs. I like kebabs.
Well, thank you. I'm going to have to check out the one. I went to the pizza and pasta, but I had heard to avoid the kebabs. But now I might have to go and try that as well.
No, I really think so. Avoid the steak at the kebab place, and I think you're fine. They do like a ground beef. Is it kefta? Is that it? Kefta. Try that. I think that one's better. And I think it's a little more moist, which means it can stay under the heat lamps a little bit longer. But any of the sauces are good. The rice is good on the side. I thought it was and the prices were pretty reasonable too. So I thought that was pretty good, Mike. Yeah.
Well, thank you very much. Have a great night, guys.
No problem, man. See you, Mike.
Calling.
See you, Mike.
407-278-5939.
Now I'm starving.
Dude, the kebabs were really good. In fact, Scopa, do you have dining plans when you're in Disneyland?
I have open schedule. I haven't even thought about that.
So let's you and I coordinate dinner a couple nights, or a lunch and a dinner. Let's do dinner after the marathon, Sunday night. Let's do. What time do you fly out? When?
Flying out Monday morning at 10:30.
Oh, cool. So I might see you at the airport. But let's have dinner Sunday night. Okay. I'll buy.
Okay.
I love the invites with the rest of us sitting here. Just saying.
Well, we're not going, so.
I know, but.
You just got back. What are you complaining about?
You just got back. Exactly. Exactly. Scopa, man, you meet dinner Sunday night. I'll make reservations.
I was not at Disneyland. I was at D23.
Same
difference.
Thing.
Difference.
We have our next caller on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, hello.
603 area code. Go.
Hi, this is Charlie from New Hampshire.
Hey, Charlie.
Hey, Charlie.
Charlie, how's it going?
Just curious, guys. You know, the D23 just ended, and there were no Walt Disney World announcements in regards to attractions.
Yeah, I know. Didn't they actually apologize for the lack of Disney World announcements during the event?
Yeah, but do you think they're just going to wait on everything until the Fantasyland expansion is done?
Dude, I'm telling you, man. So this is my opinion. May or may not coincide with what the Disney company actually is planning. I think it does, but whatever. There's nothing after Fantasyland for Disney World. There's nothing major. They'll continue to do like in park refurbs of current attractions. You know, like they kind of plussed up the Haunted Mansion. They kind of added scenes to Spaceship Earth. That's it. The DCA is the big thing. for the DC expansion for California. They've got some stuff coming up for World. But then after like 2013, 2014, focus goes to Shanghai. And that's where all the money for capital improvement is going.
Wow. So many dollars.
Yeah. So they're trying to even out their capital expansion. They're going to go into maintenance mode for a couple of years after Fantasyland. Domestically, where you know they'll have like sort of a minimum level to run the business, MLRB, domestically. But I would not expect them, unless something goes tragically wrong with one of the parks, and they, or you know, Universal becomes much more of a threat or a challenge to them. That's it for like, I wouldn't expect to see anything new till like, let's see, it's 2011. They're going to finish that in 2012, 2013, 2017, 6 years.
Yeah, you won't see anything new, but they might plus up a few.
Plus up stuff, yeah. Right? But they're not, you know, you're not going to see a new land. You're not going to see a new, you know, major attraction. No, not for a long time. The money's going overseas to Shanghai.
Money's going somewhere else.
Listen, thanks a lot, guys. And Mikey, I'm assuming you're running the half marathon next weekend, right?
Yes. And when?
Yep.
Well, good luck to the both of you.
Oh, thank you.
I'm hoping to be back in January for the Disney World one, so I can't wait.
Oh, good. Well, you're in the you want to run the half or the full?
I'm running the half with my family.
Nice. Cool. Well,
cool.
Good luck, man.
Thanks, guys.
See you, Charlie.
Cool.
Take care. Bye, Charlie.
407-278-5939. Still a few minutes left here in this live show. For your opportunity to get in those calls, your questions. I know that a lot of you were trying, especially in that first hour of the show. Don't worry. Still time to get your calls in, so now's the opportunity to be a part of the WW Today live show. And let's keep things rolling. Next call on the line. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hey, this is Nancy from Kilbeville Hills, North Carolina.
Hey, Nancy.
How you guys doing?
How are you faring? Because you were out there.
Kilbeville Hills?
Yeah, we're good. We're good.
Oh, how is it, sweetie?
Where we are, it's fine. On the sound side, they got hit pretty hard, and a lot of their houses are severely damaged. It was pretty rough for a Category 1.
Yeah.
Just hung around forever, didn't it?
It didn't ever want to go away, but the power did.
It was like a 600-mile diameter for the storm, right?
I don't know. I didn't have power.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
They weren't seeing all the newscasts that we
were watching it online, really. No Jim Cantore?
It was huge.
Yeah,
it was it was huge, it was cool. Intense, but yeah, we're okay. So it's fine.
Good.
It's fine. It's fine. The power company did great. It got me back online right before you guys.
Woo!
Perfect. Right? Okay. So I have a question on probably for Len. We want to do an ultimate tour on the 30th of September, and we have, there's a group of us, but one of the members' wife and 3-year-old daughter they're not part of the group, but they want to keep up with us throughout the day.
Yeah.
So knowing that, and also that we're running Saturday night, which park would you pick?
You want to do an ultimate plan, and then you're going to run the next day.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Have you tried the, I think the Animal Kingdom would be perfect. A, it's the shortest of the parks. B, you've got morning extra magic hour on the 30th, so you get done faster. I would say do the ultimate Animal Kingdom touring plan.
Okay. And a question for you guys, for each of you to consider. When you think of the attractions at the park, which one most represents your personality?
Ooh.
Which park?
Which attraction and which park? That's a great question. Dude, that's an entire show right there.
Write it down.
Do we have to answer what animal we are also?
What tree you would be?
What tree?
Oh, wow. What attraction.
That's
wow. I'm scared to answer.
It's easy.
Go ahead, Mike. Scopa.
Yeah, go.
It's American Adventure because I'm very nostalgic.
See, I would have said the Muppets because you're like Sam the Eagle.
Kind of the same thing.
That's a great, great, great question.
It really is.
Mm. I got nothing. I can't even think of one.
I'm thinking I'm Spaceship Earth, but I don't know.
Huh?
I'm all about.
I would have never figured that one out.
I don't know.
I think the question would have been better if we answered for everybody else.
Good point. That's a good question. I don't know. That's a good question. We should do a show on that, Nancy.
See, I'm gonna say the first thing that came to mind for me was it's a small world because I feel like I have little voices around me all the time.
Yeah, voices in your head. Yeah, it's looping it. Oh, funny. I don't know. It's a question. All right. Good answer.
Report of the day from Trevner, the governor. I think it's a couple of big dinosaurs, a reminder of the good old times.
Or the Jungle Cruise because of all the bad puns.
Nice.
Oh, that was great. I don't know. That's a really good question, though.
It is.
I think we could have a lot of fun with that on a show.
Let's do a show on it.
Yeah, we'll ponder on this, I shall. 407-278-5939. Time for maybe another call or two.
Lynn would have to be the Mad Tea Party. I like that one.
Nice.
Who's on the line with us?
Hey, this is Brian from Mansfield, Massachusetts, posting a Sasquatch in the chat room.
Hey, Brian.
How's it going?
Yeah, it's going.
Hey, so I was looking, thinking about a trip in November, and wanted to ask Len about either looking at the pre-week of Jersey Week, so the 5th through the 12th, or the following week. And I was looking at touring plans, which I subscribed to a couple weeks ago. And it looks only like, if you look at Monday through Wednesday, it's only like marginally different from week to week, and really the busyness is over the Veterans Day, the 10th and the 11th and 12th. So can you explain to me a little bit about Jersey Week? I mean, I know what Jersey Week is, but like, does it affect more the pre-Jersey weekend or the post? Like, do people from Jersey come down before the 10th, 11th, 12th, or do they usually hang around to after, to the through the weekend? And
It's usually Jersey Week is a set of days, scheduled vacation days for New Jersey public schools where I think the vast majority of the public schools are off so that teachers can go to some conference or something statewide. So usually it's either a Thursday, Friday or a Wednesday, Thursday, Friday thing the first full week of November. So what happens is Brian, early in the week, everything's fine, right? People are still in school, you know, the Monday or Tuesday. But starting Wednesday, people sort of fly down. And usually the busiest days are the Thursday, Friday, Saturday. You sort of see things taper off sort of Saturday afternoon. By Sunday, things are sort of going back to normal. So it's really like the long weekend. So Thursday, Friday, Saturday, the big days.
Great.
Yeah. Other than that, you should be fine. When are you heading down? You're heading down earlier in the week?
We haven't settled on it yet. I was looking at either going, the Saturday before. Or, you know,
you'll be fine.
The whole week, you know, or going down like midweek, coming down Wednesday and staying till the following Wednesday. We want to be there on Veterans Day, which is our anniversary.
Anything other than those last couple of days, you'll be fine. And even then, I mean, if you have a touring plan, yeah, the crash shouldn't bother you at all.
Great. Thanks for clearing that up for me.
Yeah, man. Thanks.
Bye.
Our last call of the day. Hi, who are we speaking with?
Hi, this is Terry. I love your show. It's awesome. I've been listening to it for quite a few years now. So.
Thank you.
Decades, huh, Terry?
I do have a question about food and wine. I'm trying to turn down my computer. Sorry. It says you could use dining credits to. How does that work? I mean, I know about the snack credits, but what about dining? Like,
let me warn you first that it's a terrible use of your value. In terms of value, I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay.
And I know that AJ from DisneyFoodBlog.com is in our chat room, and I'm sure she's typing it up right now how to use it. I believe it translates out. You can take it. You can take your sit down or your counter service rather credits and transfer it to use them for the snacks at the kiosks. And as soon as AJ writes it in the chat room, I will steal it and then sound smart and tell you the correct answer. There is a way you can do it.
Okay, but it wouldn't be smart. Just use your snack credits and forget about your...
Yeah, for a lot of these things, you know,
they're not great. When Disney allows these kind of things, it's usually because they're not great values, let's be honest. And this is a good example of not a great value for using it. I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay. That's good to know, because I'm sitting here thinking, you know, because whenever I go, I always look at all the lists to see, you know, how much each thing costs. So I use my snack credits for, like, the most expensive ones, and I pay out of pocket for the rest.
Smart.
So I was wondering, you know, is there, like, you know, if I sit down and work, you know, two or three snack credits, or is it just, you know?
Yeah, so that's an interesting thing. We talked about this on a show within the last couple of months where we tried to figure out how much each component of the dining plan was worth in terms of dollars.
Mm-hmm.
So broadly speaking, a sit-down meal is worth around, so if you're, as this year, right, to 2011 prices, sit-down meal is worth somewhere around $25, $26. A counter service meal is worth around $13.75. And then, you know, the snacks are worth, you know, whatever the difference is between that and what you're paying, you know, a few bucks.
Right.
So a counter service plan is worth a little more than half of a table service meal. Now, the interesting thing is that when you start factoring in, like, the surcharges, the seasonal surcharges, or the 2011 prices, it just gets crazy. When we plug those numbers into Excel, and we try and let Excel figure out what the prices are, Excel can't come up with a value for everything. It tells us that the prices don't make sense, which really just tells us that Disney's charging too much for those things in 2012.
Okay, yep. Well, that's good to know. Because I've been thinking, you know, maybe I don't want to do dining when I go next year because, you know, I need to sit down and write down everything I spend.
Yeah.
You know,
yes,
and just figure it out, you know. But
One of the mantras we have on this show is you have to do the math. It's for a lot of these things, if you want, I mean, I would think that many of you like us don't want to waste money. I mean, if you know,
right.
If you don't mind wasting money, then sure, do whatever you feel like. But, you know, if you sit down and do the math, these things really do help answer your questions, which is the better option to do. And you're absolutely right. You should, you know, try to figure out what's going to be the best deal for you and your family. So
yeah.
That way you're optimizing, you know, your trip. You're getting the most value out of it.
I really find it hard to recommend the dining plan in 2012. I just think unless Disney significantly raises its prices, the dining plan obviously won't make sense. And even if Disney does raise their table service prices so that the dining plan is still the cheaper option, the thing you've got to ask yourself is whether a sit-down meal at Disney World is really worth $30 per person, $25 to $30 per person. I don't know that the quality's there for that. It's just it's hard to recommend.
I totally agree, Lynn. I mean, it's such an odd situation has become so every year the dining plan gets more and more value taken off and price added on.
Yeah,
and
it's less
and
less value.
Right,
yeah.
2012 has really hit that peak where now it's like
it doesn't make sense.
Really. How much is convenience worth to you?
It's not worth that much, I don't think. So,
well,
anyways.
Something to just add in is you can always book your package and then add the dining plan in later if you get the dining reservations you want. Because there's the other thing. If you decide where you want to go, but you can't get into the restaurants where you feel like you're getting the big bang for your buck, that dining plan's not doing you that much good then either.
Okay.
I mean,
yeah.
It goes so many. I mean, just looking at something like the Brown Derby and say, what, 2 credits?
Yeah, I like the Brown Derby, but not two
not,
credits
not
worth.
No. Not for 2 credits. There's, no. I mean, I think we can.
My Cobb salad's not worth 2 credits.
No.
Yeah,
I mean,
right.
I think there's some rules that go inherent with the dining plan, regardless if it's free dining, regardless if it's you're paying out of pocket dining. 2 table service credits are never worth it, never. It's always better to pay out of pocket and just pay your cash for those. And that, you know, that's definitely one of the main things is the 2 table service credits.
Okay.
Yeah.
All righty.
Cool.
Well, thank you very much.
Thank you for calling in. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks.
407-278-5939 is our phone number. And, you know, actually, I said phone number, but I think we're going to wrap it up because we've reached the end, unfortunately. I know, it's sad. But the good news is, you know, don't forget our sponsors for today's show, which has been AllEars.net. They're celebrating 15 years of being online, in fact. AllEars is your one-stop shop for everything Walt Disney World, the Disney Cruise Line, and Disneyland. AllEars has menus of all the restaurants, comprehensive photos of all the resorts, sections on traveling with special challenges, and more. Be sure to subscribe to All Ears, a free weekly email newsletter all about Walt Disney World. and join over 133,000 other fans who receive a dose of pixie dust in their inbox each week. Visit allears.net today. And thank you, All Ears, and the crew over there for supporting us. And thank you to all of our listeners for listening to the August 2011 WWDC Live Show. We appreciate you guys checking us out, calling in, sharing your thoughts in our chat room. You know, it makes the show all that much more interesting. And we, you know, you guys agree, you show up there every month. So thank you very much. And on behalf of the panel, want to thank everyone for Len Testa, Mike Silva, Mike Newell, and the fabulous Annette Owens. I'm Matt Hotchberg. We'll see you on the next live show.
Stupid Judy, stupid energy.
This has been a production of Mouse World Radio.